You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am going to sound like Ed Sullivan right now, but I just have to say, this is a really big show. Ed Sullivan didn't say it like that, but it is. It's a really big show for a lot of reasons, because this is a show about menopause. Yeah, you heard me right. Menopause. This is something we've never talked about on the show, and as a matter of fact, it's something that is not talked about often, which is all the more reason to talk about it here on Life Changes. It's a show about specifically a film, Hot Flash Havoc. That's the film, Hot Flash Havoc. And yes, that's a bit humorous, although even though the film has its humor, this is a serious subject. And to talk about it with us, we have the filmmakers, both the director and the executive producer, to talk about Hot Flash Havoc. So let me tell you a little bit about what the synopsis is of the film. Hot Flash Havoc is enlightening, entertaining, humorous, profound, and is a crash course in what you need to know about menopause. It has the power to be a life-changing experience for every woman. I should add, personally, and every man. Hot Flash Havoc is the most provocative and revealing film ever made about menopause. It might actually, I should add, be the only film ever made, as far as I know, or at least one that's getting this much attention and bringing this kind of information out. The film not only sheds insightful light on the confusion stemming from a decade of misguided facts, but conveys poignant stories shared by real women and in-depth interviews with the world's most noted women's health experts. Hot Flash Havoc provides compelling information about menopause that will empower women, and I should add, men, during the second act of women's lives to make educated healthcare and medical practitioner choices. And I should add, to be the best that they could be. So, without further ado, we're going to come back and jump into a lively conversation, I'm sure, about menopause here on Life Changes with Filippo.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. Ionways ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and I have to say, this is not only a really big show because we're talking about menopause. This is a really big show because I'm talking about menopause. And frankly, up until yesterday when I watched this film, I would have to say I knew very little, if anything, about this entire subject. So naturally, when this film came to our attention, I was not interested in watching it and was not interested necessarily on having this conversation. And then I was convinced that I might want to watch it. So I watched the film, and interestingly enough, I became even more not interested because it seemed to me, coming from a perspective of somebody who is always wanting to look for the natural solutions to things, organic and healthy per what I think is right for me, it seemed to me that the film was focused so much on hormone therapy and drug hormone therapy. And so I became, secondly, even more disinterested. And I watched the film purposely with two perimenopausal women, both of them my friends who I've known for years, and both of whom I am very close to. And I watched, as we watched this film, that these two ladies started having conversations with each other about menopause that they had never had before, even as well as they know each other. And that these two ladies spoke with me about menopause in ways that I never expected we would be having a conversation. And when I posted on Facebook that we were going to have this interview, my mother saw the Facebook posting and asked me about the film and asked me not, and then started to share with me her experience. And I started realizing that we don't have this conversation, that we either shy away from it, or frankly, some of us find it disgusting or inappropriate. I have heard those words used before, and I was thinking on how could I relate? I'm an adult male, and I haven't and won't experience that, but I did experience puberty. Now, that was something that was at the time in my childhood disgusting and inappropriate to talk about, and very little information was given to me, actually none. And so when I went through it, I was totally, I can't even find the words. I knew nothing. And everything was a surprise. And I remember it was like pulling teeth trying to get information from the adults in my life. And everybody was uncomfortable talking about it. But the conversation may be similar, but very different. These are children. I was a child. And so one might think, you know, how does one share with a child and they're still... But we're talking about a natural process that is happening, or that happens to every single woman. Not some, but all. And not because of an accident, but because it's a natural process. This is part of our everybody's life. Women, especially, but husbands and families, children and elders. It's about, it's our life. And the fact that you might be uncomfortable talking to a child about puberty is one thing, but the fact that women themselves have been, for whatever reason, uncomfortable to talk about these things as adults, with adults, I found it very appalling and very sad. And I wondered why there was this stigma on this and why the jokes and like, oh, she's a, like a woman on menopause or she's crazy or, you know, the hot flash stuff. And it's like, you know, okay, you know, if you want to find humor in something serious, sometimes that helps. But at the same time, unfortunately, it seems to me, and as I was watching the film, that there's been a lot more humor than there has been serious discussion. And whether I agreed in particular with what I felt the movie was going, where it was going or not, or what have you, I noticed that there was a conversation happening, and it was happening because of this film. And all of a sudden, I became not only interested in the interview, I mean, in having this interview, I became grateful to these two people, especially the executive producer and the director, for making it. And so I am really happy to have both Mark Bennett and Heidi Houston on the show today. Now, let me tell you a little bit about him. Mark Bennett is the director, and he has spent his life creating powerful images and stories on film and print. He is a native of Brooklyn, New York, and Bennett was educated at the Brooklyn Museum Art School, the School of Visual Arts in New York, and Otis Parsons and Art Center in Los Angeles. And as a matter of fact, he is a two-time recipient of the Dramalog Critics Award for Best Scenic Design. He just completed the feature film along with this one, Should Have Been Romeo, starring an eclectic ensemble cast, including Ed Asner and, Carol Kane and all kinds of other people. So with that, I am welcoming director Mark Bennett on the show.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. And I have to say that when we started this process, I thought to myself, here we are, two men having a conversation about menopause, there should be a woman. And when I found out that Heidi was not only available to do this, and how she is available to do this, I don't know, because she seems like one of the most busy women in the world. She's not only a real estate developer, she is now taken upon herself to go or travels around the U.S. and Canada working with community organizations to produce One Night Only, A Night at the Movies, and events to educate women and healthcare professionals about menopause, premenopause, and other women's healthcare issues. Her passion for helping others drives her to share her experiences with other women as they face similar problems, questions, confusions, and of course, hot flashes. So Mark, hold on, and everybody hold on. We'll be right back after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, FILIPPO.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at LifeChangesNetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's LifeChangesNetwork.com.
Well, as I've been saying over and over, this is a really big show because we're talking about Hot Flash Havoc, the film, a film of menopausal proportions. And we've got the executive producer and producer, Heidi Houston, on the show, and the director, Mark Bennett. And if you want to learn more about the show, the film, rather, www.hotflashhavoc.com. And eventually soon you'll be able to see it actually on the internet, and we're going to learn more about that. But before that, welcome to you both.
Hi. Thank you.
Okay, so Heidi, let me start with you. What would make you decide to do a film like this?
Well, the first thing that happened was many years ago, before we started this film, there was a doctor who put me into early menopause, me unknowingly, and I got a series of symptoms that most women wouldn't probably associate with menopause. And so I got symptoms like heart palpitations and headaches and depression and some mood swings, but at the time, no hot flashes, you know, the normal things that a woman might sense in having a menopausal reaction something. I'm in my 40s, so I didn't really expect it either. So I kept going to doctors, and they kept having me come in, and they wanted to give me a different pill for each symptom. And I kept going, but this all came on overnight. So for the next 3 years, I went to doctors and women's clinics trying to find answers to this, to bone loss, other things were happening to my body that seemed pretty significant. And at the end of it, I listened to a doctor speak, and she started explaining about menopausal symptoms women don't see as menopausal symptoms and why the doctors don't know anything and why women don't know anything. And at the end of it, I said to her, if you'll see me, what needs to be done? And she said, somebody needs to make a documentary and educate women, men, and doctors. And I said, I'll do it if you'll see me next week. And she did. She saw me the following week, and my life changed back almost instantaneously, as you know, from where I was back to what I had been 4 years before.
And you really did produce the film, and here's the proof. Mark, I'm going to ask you, ironically and in a funny way, the same question. What would make you want to make a film like this?
Well, it's funny listening to your introduction. It's such a common reaction to this subject, as well, to be honest, was my reaction. When Heidi called me and said, we're making a documentary, I said, great. I said, what's it about? She said, menopause. I kind of said, well, I'll talk to you later. I really wasn't interested. It really wasn't on my top 10 to-do list. But when I researched it and found out how unbelievably huge a subject it was in terms of affecting hundreds of millions of women around the world, and how little was known about it and how much confusion and stigmas and taboos were associated with it, I realized that Heidi was right. Something needed to be done about this. And the fact that it was based on her having a really rough time finding information and answers about menopause, and this is a woman who's got access to a lot of intelligent people and resources, and she was having a rough time. And I said, what about people who aren't so fortunate to have that access? So I said, you know what, this is really important and needs to be done. Nothing had been done before on it. And I said, I'm in. And to take a subject as serious as and really kind of condense it into a, you know, hour and a half film that's both educational but enlightening and humorous and entertaining at the same time was a challenge I was ready to take. And 3 years later, and here we are talking about it and getting it out to people all around the world.
Yeah, and hopefully in a big way. You know, Heidi, one of the things that I was thinking about while watching this film is that we've been known as a patriarchal society, at least here in America, and yet when you really look at it, the mothers are the ones that are doing so much in the home and outside the home, in their workplaces, and they're the women, but I'm thinking mothers specifically. And yet, when a woman goes through something like this, especially being a mother it causes so much havoc in the home, not only just for herself, but for everybody else. So this is a problem for everybody, and we have to take care of our mothers, right?
Right. It doesn't just affect you. I mean, what is it? One of our doctors says in the movie, which is so important, she says, remember, whatever's happening to you is happening to, what happened to her is happening to you, and you'd better hope it's pleasant. And when it's not pleasant for them and their life becomes horrible, it affects their children, it affects your spouse or your partner, and it can change everything. And, you know, Filippo, you said something pretty important as you started the show. You said, I didn't necessarily agree with this film because it talked about hormones and it was, you know, talking about what women should do and what they should be looking forward to. And the biggest difference you have to understand was that at the time when all the research, everything was going on, the average age of women was 65. And what is not natural is that now the average age of women is 83. That means that most of us will outlive menopause by 50 years. And so what that means to a woman is if she doesn't look at some things that she can do to prolong her preventative health from making chronic disease problems happen, then a lot of us are ending up in nursing homes and having chronic diseases by the age of 73, 74. So understanding what your options are and what the benefits and risks are with hormones and without hormones, I think is fairly important for every woman to understand. And that's why this movie becomes more important. And so from your point of view, sure, every woman hits it. But it used to be that you know, in 1960s, the average age of women's death was 65. Now it's 83, and we have choices. I mean, because this affects dementia for us, it affects bone loss, heart disease, it can affect chronic headaches, it can affect our quality of life. So the reason the movie becomes important is because of the one study in the world that came out against hormones. It took all women off of them and many doctors off of them without information. And then what we've seen is the crux of the problem happening while women just felt they couldn't make a choice anymore because they thought they would die if they took hormones.
Yeah, potentially as the pendulum swings, one side is not necessarily better than the other side and maybe somewhere in the middle. But you talk about not normal. What I also learned in the film that is not normal anymore is that not only are women living longer, but menopause is happening earlier for some women, right, Heidi?
Well, what women don't understand is that perimenopause, the doctors and research say, begin at 35. So a woman who's in her 20s and coming up into her 30s needs to know this information so when she becomes 35 to 40 and into her early 40s, she understands what's happening to her and doesn't necessarily think right off the bat if she has a couple of these symptoms that something's wrong with her. And if more women understood the process, some of the symptoms, they would also understand there are a lot of methods where they can take care of some of these things. And, you know, some of it is through exercise and meditation and diet. And so they can control their lives better by living healthier lives and starting to prepare that this is coming. You know, the other problem the women face is so many women are waiting so long to have their babies, and they're having them in their 40s, and they've gone through fertility drugs, and right after they do those fertility drugs and have that one baby or two babies that they get from that fertilization, they then go into complete menopause. And
wow.
So they're going through menopause as they have their first child.
Well, you know, I'm listening to this and thinking about some of the added complications that you're bringing into the equation, like the women having babies later and taking drugs so that fertility drugs, et cetera. So we're talking about the problem from its infancy in the sense that we're almost, it's an adolescent kind of conversation. It's like we should have been having this conversation already before all of these other things were added. And now it's like, we need a crash course.
Well, and actually we're starting to get schools who are calling us. They're thinking about starting to show a film like this in high school because the high school kids are usually having, are the moms for those kids are going through menopause.
Oh, yeah.
So it gives them a little bit of background, not just what to expect in life, but how to give support and help with your mom or your aunt or people around their lives.
Yeah, and you know, and this is big because normally we are taught not to talk about things and or as kids we can laugh at people for having issues and all of that. And I think as a society, we can grow up and we can have these conversations and we can start having them younger, because certainly if kids are having the kind of conversations that they're having and using the kind of language that they're using and playing the kind of games on video that they've been playing, we can certainly talk about the human body and what's going on with mom or dad or well, not in this case, dad. Well, sure. But
right, but you know why it's been a taboo subject, right? It's
no.
taboo because every magazine in the world says you're only important while you're 35 or 25. And so the minute that a woman...
Heidi, yeah. Not just the magazines, the films and all television shows, or most of them, right? Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so women are told that if they talk about menopause and they're saying, I can't have children anymore, that is a sign that that's old age. Instead, they should be saying, great, this is great news. You know what? My kids are growing up. They're going to go to school and find their own paths. We have all this power to use all this wisdom now, you know, and this extra time that we can do something and make a change in our lives. I think that's what the change is about, is changing what we do, doing things that we always wanted to do.
A change of life. When we come back, actually, Mark, I wanted to know from a man's perspective what you were gaining in actually being so close to this subject with the women that you had the camera on and we're talking to before and afterwards, and to watch them go through the process of sharing. What were you seeing kind of from the outside looking in? I'm very curious about that. And so we'll talk about that more with the director and the executive producer of Hot Flash Havoc, a film of menopausal proportions on a show today of menopausal proportions here on Life Changes with Filippo after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorotheDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
You know, that is Filippo, and this is the new Filippo, the Filippo that's never thought he would have this kind of a conversation ever, and I couldn't be happier that we're having it. You know, and while watching the film Hot Flash Havoc, like I said, I was watching with two perimenopausal women, and I was horrified by a statement that was on the film that went something like this. A woman was saying, "Menopause totally came out of left field." And I thought, how does that happen? How do we, as women, not tell other women that, you know, this is what's happening to me and this is going to happen to you, and it could be now, it could be. And I'm thinking, why is this conversation not happening? And as I spoke this statement out loud, one of the women that I was watching the film with said, well, let me see her quote, bled every day for a year, and a male doctor thought it was something else, and she only found out it was menopause afterwards on her own. And I thought, I can't imagine bleeding once, much less once a month, much less every day for a year, and have a doctor tell me, no, it's, you know, this and that, and try this and that. So you want to know what we're talking about, go to hotflashhavoc.com to learn about more about the film. And actually, Mark, before we get to the question I asked you before the break, where can people start seeing this film soon? Or what have you been doing up until now, and what are you going to do with it now?
Well, the film is played at numerous film festivals around the country with tremendous responses from women and filmgoers. And a lot of congratulations to us for bringing this information out into the open, addressing what you're talking about. Then the film had a theatrical release in theaters in about 100 cities around the country, and also got a lot of rave reviews from the Los Angeles Times and many other newspapers, which was great and kind of reconfirmed the reason why we were doing this, to get this information out there to women, because it's absolutely absurd that something this important and this big a deal in a woman's life, that women and doctors know very little about it. So we felt very good about getting it out there. And then in answer to your question before the break, Heidi asked me to do this film, I researched it. I found out how big a deal it was, how many women were affected. I said, count me in. I'm in on this. But I tell you, it wasn't until I really did the first interview with a woman and the first interview with a doctor that I was convinced that this was not only important, but this was vital to do. And I'll tell you why. The woman, who was a very affluent woman and just didn't have to be on the film, didn't need 15 minutes of fame or anything, but she said to me afterwards, she said, thank you for doing this, because I really want to make sure that other women don't have to go through what I went through. Mm-hmm. By sharing my story, and I'm talking about some pretty intimate stuff that not, you know, I would personally would be a little shy about sharing, you know, things of that personal nature to a worldwide audience. But this woman got up there and said, the reason I'm doing this is because I want to help other women. And I realized that that women really want to help and share. And if by sharing something even personal, they could help somebody else, they were really up for it. And that really motivated me. And then the same thing with the first doctor we interviewed. He was so outraged that the U.S. government would release false information claiming hormones cause cancer. And it reached worldwide newspapers and media. And years later, they realized that that information wasn't true, and there was never a comment saying, sorry, we made a mistake. And doctors in the field were really upset and really pissed off. And not only that, that the information that this statement was based on was never released to the doctors. So there was an outrage to really force this information to come out, deal with the issues, let everybody know that, that there was a lot of false information out there. And these doctors were equally as motivated to get out there and share correct and accurate information to women. And that was the second thing that made me realize, wow, we're really onto something here. And yeah. Heidi's personal experience that led to all this was just so on the mark and so just right. And I was so proud to be a part of it because, you know, after so many of the film festivals, people came up to us, sometimes in tears, men and women, saying, thank you. We had no idea. Why didn't somebody tell us this? We've got to make sure everybody sees this film. So here we are talking to you.
And I'm so glad. And I like the fact that it's coming from the people. It's coming from women and that Heidi took it upon herself to not only make this film, but fund it and make it happen. And Heidi, help finish this statement for me, because this thought came to my mind. When I was growing up and a few of the female youngsters in my extended family started going through puberty, in my family or in our circle, there was somewhat of a celebration amongst the women that the young lady had become a woman. And there was a pride in all of that. Could this happen that at some point there could be a group of women around each woman that enters menopause where there's a celebration at some point when we come to the realization that we are important when we get to that stage kind of thing?
Well, you know, when we were doing our interviews, there was one place where we interviewed doctors from around the world. And in many of the other cultures, especially in Africa, until they started moving to cities so much, but the rural areas where when a woman becomes of age, as they call it, instead of menopausal age, when she becomes of age, she became the queen of the family. She was the one who was revered, who gave the best advice, who everybody came to, because she actually became the woman of age. And the same happens in other cultures around the world. In America, they tell us that we can't talk about it, and we would have many women walk up to us at a movie showing and whisper in your ear and say, I'm in menopause, but don't tell my husband. And that's just crazy, you know. And we should just say, look, this is just another stage in our lives, and it means. And if you don't make it to here, you're not going to live very long. So, you know, you really have to enjoy each stage of your life, and women have to learn to celebrate what they get out of each stage. And until our society turns it around and makes these women understand how beautiful they are at 40, how beautiful they are at 50, 60, 70, and 80. And that we all want to be vertical, alert, and sexual in our 80s if we can, they have to accept that. And if they accept that, then they're going to start to learn about it.
Well, you know, you said beautiful there a couple of times, and I cracked a smile because I remember when I spoke to you on Skype and we had the video going, that was my first comment. I was like, wow, she's so beautiful. And I don't know what was in my mind in the sense that exactly what you're saying, actually. It's these preconceptions that we have. Is a woman entering menopause, you know, is not what's revered. So, you know, I'm sitting there going, wow, this is a beautiful woman talking to me on Skype about this. And she actually went through it already. It was like a mind shift.
Well, you saw in the movie, we had two women in the movie, one who went through menopause at 35.
Right.
And one who went through menopause at 37. And then another one at 42. So women shouldn't be afraid of this. And the other part of this is that women who have hysterectomies or full hysterectomies don't understand that they will go through instant menopause. That the minute they have their ovaries removed and their uterus, that they will go through instant menopause. So that could happen to young girls at 20, 25. So they need to understand the process and that menopause is out there. It's not something to be scared of. It's a natural process. We're all going to go through it, and you have different options in dealing with it. But if you know the symptoms, you'll know you're not sick. You'll know it's just part of an average, you know, part of your average going into menopause and what's going to happen next.
And I think, Filippo, I would like to add that, you know, when I started this project with Heidi and realized how little information was out there, and then all of a sudden, the more we research, you see that it's just beginning to come out. And people are just beginning to talk about it and just beginning to deal with it. And that's why this film was so important in so many ways, because it wasn't necessarily meant to tell people what to do and not to do, but it was just to show them what this is, what this thing is, why we need not be afraid of it, and help educate them so that when they deal with it, they have more information and they could be better advocates for their own health care. And now, and we particularly did it with a sense of humor so that people wouldn't be bored by it, but it would be something fun and that they could watch as well. And then, you know, and this is now becoming more, Hot Flash is just part of this movement of getting this information out there. You see musicals like Menopause the Musical, which was tremendously successful all over the country, or even while we were working on this, a Jack in the Box commercial came out using Hot Flash as the reason to go get a cold frothy shake. So you see that the barriers are starting to be broken down. The conversation is just beginning. And, you know, I'm a male. You know, people think, oh, what, you know, why is this important to you? Well, as Heidi was saying before, it affects everybody. Doesn't happen in a vacuum. If a woman, you know, has a family or coworkers or, you know, relatives or anything, if she's going through problems, everybody's affected. And even in the workplace.
Think about the women in the armed forces.
Yeah, and a lot of people are agreeing with all of you. According to Ernest Hardy of the LA Weekly, he says this is timely, illuminating. And as far as the humor in it, Celeste Perrin of NBC's Health Goes Strong says, quote, laugh out loud funny. Now, I, as a man, like I said, I was horrified by some of this, but I'm glad that a woman can find that much humor in it that she would say laugh out loud funny. I think one of my favorite quotes that I've seen is this, and I referenced it by saying I love that this is almost grassroots. It's coming from women. It's coming from the people educating each other. We don't have to wait for the government or for somebody to tell us it's time to do this. No, Heidi said, it's time to do this. And she did it. And Mark, you went right with it. But here's a quote that says exactly that. This film has more potential to improve and reform women's health than 2,000 pages of federal legislation. I mean, you know, what more can be said? So more power to both of you.
And, you know, Filippo, in talking about the humor in the film, again, I was like you. I knew very little about this, if nothing, and it was a very educational experience for me. But as an artist and a filmmaker, when it came time to explain the rather complexities of menopause and hormones, we came up with this idea, and it was so much fun to do. I got to admit it. We created a little animated segment in the movie that's called An Owner's Manual, based on the concept of what if, you know, as a woman were given an owner's manual, like a car, that you could open up and go through that explains all of these things. So we had a little fun approach with it, and we did little animated, you know, parts of the body and hormones and everything, and it became a very simple and direct way, but with humor and entertainment, to explain this very complex process. And it was a lot of fun, and we got a lot of great responses to it. The hardest part was editing, because there's so much information to share that to get it all in a, you know, under an hour and a half was very difficult. We could have easily made this a 5-6 hour film.
Well, then we look forward to the sequel. But before we move on to that, you were starting to share with me something creative you're doing with Yekra.com in order to get women to share the film and actually not only see it, but even potentially make money off of it. What were you saying about that?
Well, we, you know, we did the film festivals. We had a very successful theatrical release in theaters. But as you know, you can only reach so many people. And, you know, we're not a big budget studio film. So, you know, we only had limited resources to promote the film in theaters and get it to people. But now, through our affiliation with a new company that streams movies online called Yekra, we're finally able to get this movie out to the millions of people around the world that really need to see it. I mean, there's 70 million women in the United States alone dealing with menopause, and about 1.7 billion worldwide. That's a lot of people. And that would cost an enormous amount of money if we had to put ads in papers and do TV commercials. Well, through streaming, which is very similar to what somebody may do on any of the other things like Netflix, where you will be able to actually just stream the movie and watch it on your anything from your cell phone, tablet, computer, or smart TV instantly, and it'll be happening very soon. And the beauty of what Yekra has developed is that they've also initiated an affiliate program. So basically all the women's organizations and hospitals and doctors that have been a part of the film and supporting us now could promote the movie on their websites, blogs, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere, and they actually get a percentage of every time anybody streams and watches the movie. And so they basically, everybody can now help promote the film and also make a little money doing it. So it's a wonderful incentive for people to monetize their all of their networks and affiliates and everything to help promote the film. And really, we feel with this affiliation with Yekra, we potentially have the ability to reach hundreds of millions of women around the world, which is our goal.
Brilliant. And Yekra is Yerka.com. And Heidi, any last words of wisdom for our audience?
Last words of wisdom. I would say that, well, let me just add something about Yekra. Yekra is that any woman out there or any woman's organization could contact Hot Flash Havoc and get to us and say, we'd like to be an affiliate company and get the word out. So if they want to get the word out to more women and educate more women, please contact us. I think that's important. My last words of wisdom is that we can only become our own healthcare advocate if we're empowered and educated. And so if we have an education, even by watching this film, you'll know if your doctor's the right doctor that you're seeing for your age. And if you're going to a doctor that's still delivering babies, you might want to change to a doctor that's gone beyond that and is helping women see how they're going to live healthy through the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. And so a woman has to have the education to know that she's with the right doctor or the wrong doctor. And if their doctor is actually educated in menopause, most doctors get 1 hour of education to two max on menopause and in any of their medical practices. As a matter of fact, they only get 1 hour, 2 hours of sexual education as well. And that's why doctors are so reluctant to talk about the issues that are related to menopause. For instance, 75% of all women will lose some sort of sexual loss. They will either lose desire or use sexual health, and women don't know that. And when they think they've just lost interest in sex, they should know that it doesn't have to stay that way.
Mm.
They can change that. And so each of these things that they'll learn from this movie will open their eyes a bit.
Wow. Well, you've certainly, both of you, have opened my eyes, and by doing this, now we're opening even more eyes, and may the eyes be open and may life be better for all, especially women going through menopause.
So may more men get involved like you. I think this is wonderful.
Well, thank you. I think this is wonderful too. So thank you for inspiring that. And again, everybody, the film is Hot Flash Havoc, and you can go to hotflashhavoc.com or yekra.com and learn how you can get involved and see the film, etc. A pleasure to have you both on this show, and more power to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
All right, ciao. We'll be back with our producer's wrap right after this here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
And there's a pregnant pause because I just am a bit overwhelmed with all of the information and conversation we just had about this film, Hot Flash Havoc. Talk about a film of menopausal proportion.
Well, this was definitely a life-changing show for us.
Yes, it was.
And I do hope we have more of these because what a topic that you don't hear about. I mean, it's echoing a lot of things that you guys were saying, but you don't hear about this every day. You know, it's not a comfortable discussion. It's not a dinner time discussion, right? And and there's so many complexities to this because I started thinking about things that touch on it, and going much deeper into diet and the toxins and what leads up to it in terms of what the state of the health of the woman is at those various times of entering the life change, and therefore touching on all of the different perspectives of the why, the arguments for, the arguments against, the hormone therapies and things like that. So, I mean, it's not a simple yes or no question, right?
Yeah, and you know what? Talk about comfortable versus uncomfortable. I have to say that when my mother said, I saw on Facebook, you're interviewing somebody about menopause. What's that about? What was the movie saying? And I'm thinking, oh God, I'm going to be uncomfortable. Or like, why are you asking me? Just pretend. Just let me do my job. Don't ask me questions. I thought that's what it was going to be like. And it kind of wasn't. And then when she started to share with me her experiences, it was actually kind of beautiful.
Yeah, very much so.
That she could and that she would, even years afterwards. Like almost as if I haven't been able to talk about this, and thank you for letting me talk about this with you, my son.
Wow. Yeah.
So you should call your mother.
I guess so.
And say, hey, Mom.
Maybe that's a whole other show.
Yeah, we'll have your mom on the show and say, let's talk about your menopause.
That'd be the perfect first show for
But
for
seriously, that's great. Okay, next week, I'm calling.
Great. I'm out of town next week.
No, but seriously, isn't that a beautiful thing?
But it is a beautiful thing. And this is one of those topics that gets wrapped into that taboo category of sex and maturing and adolescence to menopause, right? That whole category of growth, which is so stigmatized and taboo for various cultural or religious or any other type of reason. And needs to be out there addressed and discussed authentically and without judgment.
you know, we go, and I keep saying mothers because, okay, so I'm going to keep saying it. We go to mothers. Well, we go to women as men and anybody, actually, especially children, whatever, because of nurturing and because of support and because of their sensitivity. So we go to them for advice and all that stuff. And to think that they're going through at some point in their life something that in one case, some lady on the film said, the doctor asked her, let's talk about how many hot flashes you have a day. And she said, let's talk about how many hot flashes I have an hour. Wow. You know, and we're, some of us are oblivious to when we're having conversations with women that they're going through all of this and it seems like nobody cares. And so not only do you have the physical issues, body issues, I don't want to call them issues, but changes. What about all the psychological ones?
All the psychological ones. And that was another such a powerful thing that Heidi mentioned that struck me was the change of perspective, the looking at it from an empowering place, you know, because
yeah, like the African tribes,
the mind is such a powerful thing, right? So I who knows how much differently women would endure this going through,
or what
that
a better world we would have.
Well, what a better world, of course, but even just the simplicity of the individual going through it, looking at it from that perspective, it's empowering, it's healing, it's maybe easier to deal with on a psychological level. And then, yes, absolutely, when you start talking about that across the mass effect of just positivity, of looking at it from an empowerment place as opposed to a aging, failing, destructional place.
Yeah, you know, and actually this is good. We don't have time for today, but this is good because I've always said there's got to be something that we could look forward to. I mean, I'm not saying this is something women can look forward to, but maybe it is. I mean, that's, you know, I kind of asked that question of Heidi.
If it's part of nature, if it's something that they're going to have to go through, then maybe they should look forward to it with that, right? So there you go.
And that's what Heidi said, you know, the wisdom and the maturity and the understanding and all of that. It's like it comes with this rite of passage, which is uncomfortable, extremely.
Well, it's a rebirth of sorts.
Well, yeah.
In a way, if you look at it from that perspective, you know, the whole birth canal, the struggle of birth, the and then the reward at the end, you know, maybe there's certainly some parallels there.
That's an interesting thought. Wow, what an interesting conversation, all because two people decided to make a film, and we were happy to have this conversation here on Life Changes with Filippo. And with that, we say, well, how much more appropriate now that I say, as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, Ionways Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.